she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Like from the wide world of sports show that used to be on. I feel like this could be covered in it. This has now surfaced on the internet. A video of some racing going down in Japan. Not NASCAR, you know, not Formula One, nothing like that. They are racing pizza delivery scooters. And this is quite entertaining to watch. I'm talking like an actual track. I mean, they're hugging the turns. Taking them pretty sharp, going fast, legitimately racing pizza delivery vehicles. And these things are, I mean, it says a scooter. I'd call it, it's like a souped-up scooter with a big storage thing on the back.
It's like a scooter and golf cart mix.
That is exactly what it looks like, is a cross between a scooter and a golf cart. And they are, like, hardcore racing this. This looks really fun. I'm not a racing guy, necessarily. I would not really be interested in racing actual cars. Just doesn't do much for me. But this, however, the novelty of it looks very fun. And in particular, if you were racing... See, what I don't like here is that it's a set-up track. There's no obstacles or anything. And if you're delivering pizza, what's the ultimate goal there? Deliver the pizza. So send them to the same place, and the first one that gets there gets the money and in turn like actually gets paid for doing their job. You lose, and then you don't deliver the pizza, you don't get the money, and then you'd be going through actual traffic with real obstacles.
You ever do it? That would really up the ante. You never did go-kart racing, anything like that?
A little bit, just not my thing.
Mitch, by the way, I'm not letting you off the hook for calling Patrick Mahomes Kansas City Chiefs freshman during that update.
Yeah. Well, he's a freshman, kind of.
In a way. Eddie Lacy, former running back for Alabama, always been one of those guys that in the NFL has had a problem controlling his weight. And, you know, as a running back, that's kind of an important thing. He had something worked into his contract, his new contract with the Seahawks, that said that he needed to weigh in today at less than 255 pounds. He weighs in at 253, which means he can cash a check for $55,000 just for weighing 253 pounds.
All right.
That's a big deal. That's almost as easy to make money as Charlie Weiss, what we were talking about earlier.
Well, okay. It's easy to say that, but I mean, that takes some work for him. He's a naturally bigger guy. He's burning a ton of calories playing NFL football. I can understand it would be easier to eat more. I don't like the people. There was a lot of criticism levied towards, and I forget who it was, at the end of the NFL season, or the end of the NBA season, excuse me, but needed to hit a certain percentage from three-point range to hit an incentive in his contract, and so he didn't take a three the last two games of the year, even though he was a three-point shooter. Well, if you're going to put it in the contract and you're going to put that out there, I mean, they're just going and getting what's theirs. They're just going and meeting the demands of the contract. I just don't like ripping a guy for that necessarily. Just leave Eddie Lacy alone, man. Just wants to eat.
So, guys, Lane Kiffin is in the news here. He's going to be a first-year coach at Florida Atlantic this season. Well, he's made a big offer to a quarterback, a verbal offer to Caden Martin. He's the son of USC offensive coordinator T. Martin. Well, Caden is 13 years old. He'll be entering seventh grade football at his junior high school this season. No stats have been produced yet other than he has a nice 85-mile-per-hour fastball. That's all we know about him.
Ooh. Son of T. Martin, huh? The only thing that I ever think of when I hear of T. Martin, he stole a national championship from K-State, my friends. He won the 1998 national championship. He would have gotten destroyed if K-State actually took part in that game.
If you have 1998 K-State football reference on your The Game bingo card, you're a winner today.
Right in the nick of time. We'll see you.
Shop local. From flooring to